hold on.
That was a good
15 seconds.
Yeah, killed it.
My goodness.
We were going for 20. Musa, I need 20, please. Yeah.
Got 20 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
On a Thursday, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Good morning, again.
Salutations.
Oh,
so good. I'm alright. I'm blessed. I'm good. Nice. I'm feeling hella fresh but tired, hey?
Yeah.
The oxymoron in that. Hella fresh but tired.
Yeah, man. It is what it is, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. You know what time it is, man. Money things, financial wellness. And yes, we have Tukison Tebe, aka TK, aka Dora the Explorer with a whole lot of aura.
Positive aura.
Yes. I'm 974 Breakfast Real with Bonnie and Clyde's Radio, Miss E and Daddy T.
I like that new title, Bonnet Life of.
Yeah, Bonnet Life. I'm not kidding. Believe me, a bit of je ne sais quoi.
Of course. I'm a big advocate of start local but think global, you know. So, no. Absolutely like it.
So, as I said, do you know your rights as a consumer of financial products?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Kikopa, before we get into it, just to explain further or justify this to the listener, what do we mean by as a consumer of financial products?
Okay. All right. Firstly, I want to start with saying with a disclaimer.
Mm.
The views expressed and opinions are mine.
Yes.
Again, not of any brand I represent. These are purely mine.
All right.
So, firstly, starting with a financial consumer. Firstly, you're a consumer because you buy products. Again, So in this context, it's going to be a consumer of financial products. So TK, for example, goes to a particular financial services provider. This can be a commercial bank. This can be an insurance company. This can be a microfinance company. Any financial services provider.
Okay.
If I go there and I buy a product, in this case can be an insurance policy, can be a bank account, can be an investment, or it also includes asset management companies, you know. So any financial services provider that is licensed and regulated by the, in this context will be the Central Bank of Lesotho, or in the South African context will be the regulator, the financial sector, the FSCA, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, or the Financial Services Board, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be any financial service provider that is licensed and regulated. Mm-hmm. So whatever product I buy from them, either be a savings account, a bank account of sorts, an insurance company, that is a financial product.
Uh-huh.
So in this case, is I am the consumer of a financial services provider.
Oh.
So that's what that means.
All right. Thank you for clarifying that out.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. What I did is, I went on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, about a week or so ago, and I posted a question, or a poll rather, where I was asking people, which financial services provider is the most stable in terms of the digital platforms? And of course, the conversation went in different ways, you know, and people were raising a lot of concerns around some of the products they're enjoying in the country. Mm. And this actually inspired this particular article to say that, how many of us actually know what our rights are as consumers of financial products, but not just the rights, because where there is a right, there's also a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So the conversation next week will focus on what is your responsibility or what is our responsibility. But for this particular conversation, I wanted to say that as consumers of financial products, we actually do have rights that the financial services providers need to provide or meet. You know, for example, you have a right to honest and transparent information.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go there and they give you advice, that advice needs to be honest and it needs to be the right and correct advice, for example.
Okay.
Secondly, you have a right to information. Information that discloses, fully discloses the information, the risks that the financial product has, the inherent risks, the benefits and advantages of using it. So full disclosure is very important. So when you are buying whatever product, you need to make sure, or the service consultant needs to give you honest information about how the product works, what the benefits are, what the risks are, and everything else that goes with that particular product that you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have a right to that. Again, you, so that's one of the rights that you have. So the other thing is you also have a right to know what you're buying, what the costs associated with that are, you know. Mm-hmm. How do you terminate when you want to get out of it, you yeah. know, such that you don't get caught up, you don't have a surprise when you want to check out of that, you know. Mm-hmm. So you do have that right as a consumer, but also the financial services provider needs to add value to your relationship mm-hmm. between you and them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they need to add value.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about value is, the conversation needs to, they need to understand who you are as a consumer, what your needs are, what your circumstances are, and then recommend the right product for you.
Okay.
So many a time, I know in the South African context, there's this framework called treating customers fairly. So it's basically saying that financial services providers have an obligation to treat customers fairly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, that's what the conversation is about. Yeah.
Interesting. Set up your relationship.
It's gone.
We're no longer doing all right.
So in the same context, it really means that once as consumers we have this information that we're sharing now,
mm.
when you approach a financial services provider, whatever the case may be, you need to know what your rights are, and if those rights are not met, you have a responsibility to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
So too many of us are really suffering in silence because we don't necessarily know our rights. And I'm not saying go to a financial service provider and do, hey do
it out.
No, I'm not saying that. There is systems and processes and procedures in place that you can follow as a consumer.
Okay.
You know, so when in the case where you are no longer happy or you feel dissatisfied with a particular financial services provider, or you feel dissatisfied about a financial product that you bought,
mm.
you know, one, there's a process that you can follow. You can go to this specific financial services provider and actually lodge a formal complaint.
Mm.
So many a time we go on social media and we rant and rave, mm. but you know,
It doesn't actually help you out.
It doesn't help you out.
You actually have to go to that institution and lodge a formal complaint.
Exactly. And what a lot of people don't actually know about financial services providers is they actually do have a policy and a process about how to address customer complaints.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not lodging a final, an official or formal complaint, they really don't know how to help you because you're just ranting. But if you are dissatisfied, go to the financial services provider, lodge a formal complaint. They will give you, they will log it, they will register it, and then they will log it, and then they will track it for you.
Uh-huh.
They will give you a case number. So that's also a responsibility that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it. And they.
What's the turnaround time? Like,
It depends from financial service providers. Each one has their own policy,
mm-hmm.
and each one has their own process.
Okay.
But normally, I think I stand to be corrected, mm-hmm. but I think probably a reasonable time within 7 to 14 days, working days,
okay.
they should come back
okay.
to you. I'm not sure of the exact timelines, so
that's
I stand to be corrected.
That's exactly. That makes sense. Okay.
Exactly, because why they do this is because they also need to do internal investigations to understand what happened,
exactly.
get the facts, and then come back to you as a consumer.
I think
okay.
it's reasonable.
Exactly.
Time to wait.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, people, sometimes you register this formal complaint and then you don't get anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still not unhappy, you go back to the financial services provider and say, I've logged a case on such and such a date.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reference number I was given. How far are we with this? You know. And if you're still not getting any joy, escalate the issue to senior management.
Mm-hmm.
Ask to speak to the manager. So normally you come...
So how fail on
No, how will it fail? Sometimes you come and you're dealing with a frontline staff. They're not necessarily helping you. And you want to throw a tantrum. Don't throw a tantrum. Escalate the issue to senior management. You know, once senior management gets on board and they're still not helping you, then you have a responsibility to escalate this further.
Mm-hmm.
So within 30 days, if you still have not received any joy from this particular financial services provider,
mm-hmm.
there's actually a department called the Financial Consumer Protection Unit.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. So if you're still not getting joy, but this
you
is when
escalate.
You escalate, this is when you've done everything in your power. You can literally escalate this to the Financial Consumer Protection Unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And these guys, I think this department is within the Central Bank of Lesotho. So you can go there and give them all the information and they will try assist you. Their job is to protect consumers.
Awesome.
So it really is very important for us to understand our rights, but also, like I said, next week, our responsibilities. Because many a time where there's a right, there's a responsibility.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
as consumers, true. We like to ignore our responsibility.
Our own responsibility. Ah, yes.
We love to do that. I saw somebody say, no, but I don't, the banks are charging me a lot of bank fees. And I'm like, but do you understand the product that you got?
Yeah.
You know, do you understand the product you've got? The insurance company said A, B, C, and D, but do you understand, did you do your part as a consumer to understand your rights and your responsibilities? In fact, your responsibilities, which we'll talk about a lot more in next week's session. Mm. So yeah, that's the conversation this week, yeah.
Wow, nice.
Like conversation
that,
this week, like yeah.
The one that we need to hold ourselves accountable.
We do need to hold ourselves accountable because...
Because conveniently, that responsibility that we have to take as consumers,
How? You're blaming the financial services provider to say that they deducted X amount of money. When we go back and they investigate, you were shady and you took money that was on yours. You were shady.
Yeah.
You know, you had a loan that you conveniently forgot that you have a loan.
Yeah.
And when they deduct twice the installment to meet your financial obligations, now you're throwing tantrums. I'm just like, no, guys, no.
Because it was a conversation we once had with you, with different types of bank accounts that one opens. And I remember vividly you telling us that a savings account, the interest that I'm going to be charged for whatever transactions I'm going to be carrying out aren't the same as the ones that you charge on a current account, a transactional account. So what I like in a current account, long weekend, I'm out there, you can say, Mr. Boney, dog, it's me, I'm splurging. And then come Tuesday rally. I got a lot of money. Even with my bank account, getting in shit today, but I am not taking responsibility.
Exactly. And you know what's most intriguing for me is all the services, financial services providers actually have their fees on their website. So at any point in time, I've actually spent the last week going to the different services providers and actually reviewing their fees and structure. Mm. It's there in black and white. It tells you if you do this, this is how much it costs. If you do that, this is how much it costs.
Mm.
So as a people, which we'll talk about next week, is the information is readily available.
Mm.
We are not reading.
No,
we're not reading.
We don't read.
When it comes to financial agreements, you know, you go to a financial services provider, you take out a financial product, they give you a financial agreement that clearly stipulates,
this is how it works.
But we don't read. I know personally, many a time previously, I would walk into a financial service provider, they'll give me the financial agreement. It's in the Batswailo, and now where do you mark? And I'm like, you know, I'll just sign. Lately, I'm just like, hold up. Send me this as an electronic copy. I will read it, and then I will come the next day for me to come sign if I'm happy with it. But we also don't normalize reading financial contracts. We don't normalize reading the brochures they give you.
You know why we don't read? Key after the financial institution, since they're getting desperate for that money.
But why are you desperate? Firstly, why are we desperate for money?
Like I said,
Did you plan for that job?
That's why TK assumes that everyone is financially savvy because he is. No, TK! People get themselves into such situations.
And I've seen it.
One of the core reasons I think people don't actually go through formal in or not with a child or how in how say it's a in is that key to this financial house. Since I get desperate to make sure that ish, I'm not my child day. TK is already on my back and call about the child die. This is a thing you mean to child die. So how about four more ew? I also made some budget. Why are you not doing that?
And
designer ta chalet in hand, get a butter. Horse as Audrey. Refresher their own. Say, ah, no, but he cheated you about it. But that is why
it's so interesting, because the reason we have Finance Thursdays on Bokamoso FM
is
because we need to change that. We need to change
exactly.
That.
We absolutely so that we don't find ourselves in positions where we're desperate for money.
No.
Well, because
2021 should not be any financial entanglements that you're in.
No.
We need to change that. Hey. I'm done with people in financial entanglements.
I'm in entanglement.
That's
entanglement. Give me a
Have you not paid your contribution?
No, I always do. That one is a good entanglement to be in. For me, it's exciting, particularly because it's the first one I've ever done. So it's like, ooh, this is how we do. So if I loan money, it's like I'm for myself.
And you know what I love about Mihak, again, from a financial services provider's perspective, they're really intentionally going out to meet Mihak halfway. They are providing financial products specifically targeting Mihak. So again, for me, I love Mihak, but from the one thing that really irks me about Mihak is why are they not using or taking advantage of the financial services, the financial products that are available to open for Mihad, you know? Mm-hmm. You can open an account as Mihad and avoid Miss E coming out in December saying, yo,
I will tell you what it is. The one thing that's holding countries back, proof of residence, Lil Malamore. That's the only thing that's holding people back. I'm telling you, people have an admin, Lil Malamore.
But they're moving. Morena is not the only thing, you know? Like, let's be innovative.
I will tell you of a story of a certain person I know.
We now have a national ID, you know.
That should cut. Something of that sort to a bank. Alobata ho bula. Lease or what have you. I like a proof. I want to okay, this is enough. Kapona I like a lease.
No, that's crazy.
So do you see?
Lengwalalamurena is proof of residence. It serves as proof of residence. Lease is proof of residence. But it gives you the plot number. Your bank statement, if it's got the physical address, serves as your contract. If you have a contract, cell phone contract, serves. What they're looking for is where can we find you?
Exactly.
Your physical location.
So you see, we assume all of that, right? Which is what we assume. But this person went there and it was
again, our rights. You need to know. You need to ask the consultant or the know. But Nwalamorena is not the only form of physical address. Come on now.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for a riveting conversation. One of these very
conversation.
Thank you so much, man. What are you plans for the long weekend?
Stay home, rest.
Stay home and rest. Yeah.
You're not exploring, Dora.